When I was 15, I left school and I started on the bridge. Oh, it was frightening. There were no safety in those days. You didn't wear safety belts or anything like that. You used to just walk out the steel.
Well, it was always on your mind. You know, you're always kind of weary of what you've heard in the past. You know, for instance, the railway bridge, that took a number of lives. And definitely on your mind. I didn't tell my wife I was working there.
Well, some of the conditions was tremendous. Very strong winds and rain. The snow was tremendous as well. When they were walking out, they were 150 feet off the sea level. 150 feet up they were.
All jetty to bracket train, over. You're coming down the centre. Come down the centre by that staging, Stan.
When the safety net collapsed, there was a shift in it. It was on wheels, and one of the wheels came off, and the safety net went straight into the water. Jock Geddes was the man. It was holding onto a railway sleeper, and the ferry boat was coming in, and everybody was shouting and bawling for the ferry boat to get away from Jock, because the waves of the ferry boat was sort of putting him back under the water.
Back in the 1960s, health and safety regulations were a very mixed bag. Some industries had strict rules, others didn't have any at all. Construction was known to be a particularly hazardous industry and a particularly dangerous one. And people somehow seemed to accept that that's the way it was.
The T-boy, which the boy that actually walked along the walkways on the cable when they were springing the cables, he was hit by a cable that broke on one of the tower cranes and lost his life.
Ted Davis, he was the chap that got lost. They never ever found Ted to this day. He drowned. They had the big tank suits on, the army tank suits. They were right heavy, and I think the weight of the tank suit actually put him under. And Bobby Orr was the other chap. He got killed. And I was actually speaking to Bobby Orr that morning before he went up onto the bridge. I actually said to him, "You watch what you're doing, Bobby, going up there." And then after dinner, it happened. In the afternoon. I was about 17 when that happened. I actually got a fright. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was shaking. We were all terrified. A very sad day when the funerals happened. Everybody that worked on the bridge was at the funerals. Could have been anybody. Anybody could have got sent to that particular job to do that job.
You take these things kind of in your stride because you know that happens. You've just got to work on and hope that it really never happens to yourself or any of your workmates. It was really a way of life. The type of work it was, construction work, you always think that something could happen.
In the 1960s, my own personal story is that I grew up in Warwickshire. I lived in a mining village. A number of members of my family were involved in coal mining. And it was not unusual at all to hear of cases of people that we knew, friends of my father and my grandfather's, being killed or seriously injured in the coal mine. And somehow, although it was sad, there was a certain level of resignation, I guess, that these things happened in those sort of industries in a way that we would simply would not accept today. In 1961, when the fourth bridge was being built, we think there were somewhere in the region of 260 fatalities in the construction industry alone in that year.
1978, we noticed it. That's when they brought in the safety harnesses. Somebody had to come up with that idea. In the 60s, about safety belts, it would have saved quite a few lives. Because the time I was at Kakenzie Power Station, there were 17 killed. Then I went to Longannet Power Station after that, and I think there were 8 killed the time I was there. Kakenzie Power Station was terrible. Mostly happened on a Friday. Every Friday, there were guys getting killed.
The first step, I think, was the introduction of general health and safety regulation across all industry sectors in the 1970s, which made a very clear statement that the people who had to manage the risk were the people who owned the businesses and who created the risk in the first place. And we've seen a big improvement in health and safety across the whole country because of that.
I'm lucky to be alive. I've done these things. Just walking out in steel and climbing up steel.
I think it's a real concern that people have come to think of health and safety as being all about trivia, all about silly decisions. It's an opportunity to reflect on how things used to be by thinking back to 7 deaths in the building of the first road bridge and considering how it can be this time around that really shows the improvement we've made and what a contribution good health and safety makes to people's lives and to the economy.
On the road bridge next to the Queen's plaque, they've got a memorial plaque there with all their names on it that died. I knew them all. They were all characters, all laughing and joking and everything. They used to kid one another on.